So it's come to my attention that there's been some controversy surrounding some three little words, and I don't understand why.
That's okay. I'm here to help you.
It's just a bunch of people having hissy fits that their status quos are being challenged.
Blimey. This must be something that affects the overwhelming majority of the population, then.
Die, cis scum.
Ah, well, there we go then. Calling for the death of most of the world's population is likely to cause a controversy.
So, for those of you who've been living under a privileged rock your entire life,
The rock I live under is made of granite and enjoys many more privileges than the sandstone or limestone rocks by virtue of its increased hardness.
and don't know what cis means. It's short for cisgender. Which means that a long time ago, a doctor took 5 seconds to look at your baby genitals and say, "You are going to be this person."
I rather think it's beyond the doctor's power to determine exactly how you're going to be through the course of your life. I think you'll find he was just identifying the biological gender of the baby he has just delivered.
And by some astronomical coincidence, you grew up and said,
I can only imagine how astronomical this coincidence must be, since 99% of the 7 billion people currently alive did the same thing. We can deduce that it is either an astronomical coincidence or the normal way things are for human beings.
and you know what? That's fine and dandy for some people, but for the rest of us,
Do you mean the minuscule minority of people on this planet who do not identify as male or female?
we're not entirely happy with what's on our birth certificates.
Okay, that's fine. I actually don't want to be dismissive of this. I'm sure you have an issue, and I'm guessing you've had a pretty rough time of things to come across with such phenomenal hostility. So I'm really genuinely ready to listen. Just don't be an idiot, okay?
We're transgender. And we're a bitty part of this little acronym, LGBT, and trust me, I'll get to that another day.
I really think you should explain it now, because your average layman probably has no idea what you're fucking talking about.
But unfortunately, cis people are the majority in this world, and
See, it's sentiments like this that make people think you're not joking.
they think they get to decide our identities and our lives for us.
I do actually understand why you're upset, and I really do sympathize. In a world of ones and twos, it must be really difficult being a three.
This is a problem that has existed for hundreds upon hundreds of years.
Let's cut the bullshit. You have absolutely no idea how long this has been a problem for.
Cis people taking advantage of us.
How exactly have you been taken advantage of because you are transgender?
And assuming we'll stay quiet and not complain once. Well, a lot of people have problem with this, and in particular, trans feminine people.
Is it something to do with the label woman that starts people fucking whinging? I thought it was some sort of innate biological characteristic, but clearly it's actually the word itself. Because as soon as someone just identifies as a woman, they start whinging instead of taking action.
Who have been most hurt by cis supremacy.
Cute. It's always the women who are hurt most, isn't it? As the wise scholar Goodfella from YouTube has once said, if the world ends, the headlines will read, "World Ends, Women Most Affected." For fuck's sake. Everything has to be about you, doesn't it, women?
There is a lot of pent-up anger, and understandably so. Transgender people are pissed the fuck off that we constantly have to be beaten down by the sissies.
Again, very cute. But at the end of the day, what does beaten down mean? Has a gang of straight white people gathered around you and clubbed you with sticks or something? Are you segregated to the front of the bus or the back of the bus, wherever they were segregated to? You know, are you not allowed to eat in the same restaurants as cisgendered people? What beating down has occurred here?
So one brilliant human being one day decided to coin the term die cis scum, and since then a lot of apparent outrage has emerged. And you know what? I totally understand the opposing arguments.
Given your lack of understanding thus far, I doubt it.
But I think they're ridiculous, and here's a list why.
Listen, I was really trying not to be dismissive, but if you're going to be dismissive, then I'm just going to tell you to fuck off, aren't I? Think about it. You are not helping yourself. You need to be the better person to prove them wrong. Because in their minds, the way you are acting justifies their opinion of you.
Number one, this is not a literal sentiment. No one is advocating violence against the sissies.
Yeah, but that's only because you think you would lose. That's the point. If you started a gun rampage or something, you think you would be shot. If you attacked someone, you think you would be beaten up. I think you would advocate plenty of violence if you were strong enough to get away with it. And that's the point. That is entirely what is separating you from them.
Now, I want you to remember exactly how many times and how often you've heard something like this. Wow, this movie is terrible. Whoever made this needs to be shot.
I did ask you not to be stupid. Listen, do you really think it's the same thing? Do you think that someone has been oppressed by years of Transformers movies and is now at the point where they are hoping to one day get their revenge?
Also, I'm pretty sure that these people who are offended by this diocese scum are the same people that are still hiding in their houses ever since they heard that it's raining men.
Alternatively, they could be the people who aren't advocating for the extermination of most of the world's population, probably including themselves.
Number two, this is a perfectly reasonable response to years upon years of transphobia and bigotry.
Okay, so we've established that you're very bitter about the way you've been treated by society. You've probably been mocked. A lot. I can understand why you'd be bitter.
Anyone who is a part of any minority group is entitled to anger.
So, you are saying that all minority groups are entitled? You are saying they're entitled to anger at people who may not have even done anything to warrant it? Just because they are part of this group, they are entitled to anger regardless of circumstance. That is what you just said.
And if you think that a person is not entitled to being angry at the prejudices against them, then you're probably a privileged douchebag.
Then I guess I'm a privileged douchebag then. I mean, I really don't think anyone should go around being angry at everyone for any reason.
Number three. Transgender people are part of a minority group that have to constantly endure the oppression by cis people.
How are you being oppressed? Are you not allowed to talk to certain people? Are you allowed to look a straight white person in the eye? What oppression are you suffering?
And doubly so if they're trans feminine.
World ends, women still most affected.
Or a person of color. So a supposed attack on the group in power.
What you would term cisgendered people are not a homogenous group. Therefore, they are not the group in power. It's not like the French and English went to war over their genders. You are a fucking idiot.
Doesn't really mean anything because they already have the unfair advantage and they are guaranteed not to get hate violence because of their gender identity.
You are an anti-feminist then, because that is exactly what they say. They say it's because they are women.
And number four, you really shouldn't be offended by this unless you're both cis and scum, in which case I can't really help you and I don't really care to.
Because in my mind, you're a person worthy of death.
Unless you are the same guy that's been making all these terrible movies, and maybe you really do deserve to die.
You awaken in a dark room. You are bound and gagged. This person walks in the door. On a scale of 1 to 10, how terrified are you?